Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you a night person or a morning person? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. He is both a night and a morning person. Right, Don?
Oh, all day, baby.
You betcha.
Yeah. All right. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I used to be a night owl. It wasn't always like madcap revelry after midnight, you know. I just got a lot done after many had already gone to bed. I would read, I would do my taxes, I'd take care of all the administrative functions that you need to do to live life. I would do chores, write, and even clean the house. But that changed about 25 years ago. I now get up at 5 a.m. and I'm productive well before 8 a.m. But what are you? Well, our sleep-wake cycles or chronotypes are partly genetic, believe it or not. Night owls tend to feel more alert in the evening while early birds peak in the morning. Neither is wrong, but the modern world tends to reward early risers. Most workplaces, schools, and even sunlight align better with morning types. That said, studies show early birds generally enjoy better health overall. Just getting early morning sunlight tells your brain and body to wake up. Early risers often get more consistent sleep. They eat earlier, which supports metabolism, and align more naturally with daylight, which is a key regulator of hormones like cortisol and melatonin. Night owls, on the other hand, are more prone to sleep debt, higher stress, and metabolic issues. And their schedules force them to rise early despite their late bedtimes. Not all night owls are doomed. What matters most is consistency, going to bed and waking up at roughly the same time, no matter the hour. If you're a night owl, you can support your rhythm by dimming lights in the evening, avoiding late caffeine, and getting sunlight early after waking. For me, switching to mornings brought a sense of calm and productivity. I don't expect that there's something grounding about greeting the day before it gets all noisy, before all that traffic's out there. But whether you watch the sunrise or you're up late, the key is good health is some quality sleep, regular hours, and of course, balance, just like everything. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
And it'll always help your mental capacity and your happiness to tune in to Steve and Ted in the morning at 6 o'clock every morning.
Of course. I guess we could have a discussion about whether you're morning persons or night persons, but I think it's pretty evident.
Yeah, I'm a morning person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you have to be because you're here before morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a day we don't celebrate often enough, just once a year.
Okay.
National Bologna Day.
Bologna.
Bologna.
It's a bunch of bologna.
Bologna is named after the Italian city of the same name, but down there they call it mortadella.
Uh-huh.
Which is a sausage with bits of lard and peppercorns in it. And bologna is, as my good friend Bob used to call it, lips and snoots.
Okay.
Baby boomers enjoyed bologna, as we called it, a nearly daily luncheon sandwich.
I do remember that.
Yes. And, of course, there's a debate on it. I can only stand I don't even eat it anymore, but I could only stand it with mustard.
Yeah.
Some people would put mayonnaise on it.
I could see a little mayo and mustard, you know.
Have you ever tried it fried?
I was in the Navy. Come on. Of course I have.
Now, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
But just bologna itself, I'm not going to go into it, but Shelly and I got a bad loaf a while back.
Oh, boy.
And neither one of us can even look at bologna anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bologna. My dad used to say, you're full of bologna. Well, when he was a kid, of course, he was a preacher's kid. He couldn't say you're full of bull. Mm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of bull, it's bologna.
There you go. Well, we always had it in our fridge growing up.
Yeah.
And I think it was just because, you know, a family of six, it was a cheap way for my mom to feed us. You can make a sandwich out of it and throw it on there.
There you go.
One thing my mom never did was fry it.
Okay.
But it took until I was in the Navy to get fried bologna. And they'd often have it with scrambled eggs in the morning for breakfast.
Is that right? Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
They'd
served everything there in the Navy, I tell you. Sometimes you didn't know what it was. You wondered why there were so few pigeons out on the grinder.
The daily surprise, huh?
Exactly.
All right. National Bologna Day. All right, going to have a good weekend, do you think?
I hope so.
I don't think we're going to be able to get out and do any yard work or anything, because it looks like it's going to be wet all weekend.
Well, I am in the next couple of hours. I'm putting a 23-pound turkey on the smoker.
Oh, you're going to smoke it, huh?
I'm going to smoke a turkey today, yeah.
Yeah,
right. I got some buddies coming over, and we're going to be doing some nefarious things.
Fun stuff.
We'll smoke a turkey, and then, you know, 10 guys can pretty much polish off a 23-pounder pretty quickly.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we're getting down to the bone.
Well, have a good one, and we'll see you back here next week.
All right.
Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, and you've just come in from the outside. A couple hours ago, we had some really loud thunder. If I could hear it down in the basement, it was loud, and you probably heard it at your house.
Between 2:15 and 2:30.
Is that when it happened?
There was some, it wasn't a deal where lightning would strike, and then a couple seconds later, you would hear thunder. For about 10 or 15 minutes, it was constant lightning and constant thunder. It didn't stop.
Wow.
It was weird.
So that's the reason we've got all these power outages around the city right now. Especially where we've got them all around our neighborhood, I guess.
There was one even kind of late. It was a little after 4 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
The power popped off in my apartment. It kicked right back on. But when I left for here, I did notice that the quick trip at the corner, the power was completely out there. There was actually a fire crew at the apartment complex about halfway between here and Rock Road. And I don't know if they were working on a transformer out there and there was some kind of fire at that. Not sure what happened there, but yeah, they're all very busy this morning. Westar is. Evergy is. I'm keeping an eye on the power outages. Now, the power outages, they say right now they've got 241 customers out. I'm guessing that they don't have a lot of reports because it's early and people haven't been getting up yet and reporting it. It's probably more.
Radar is indicating just a huge area of showers, generally to the east, southwest. Go back to the northwest part of the state, it gets pretty clear, but here in this part of the world and down into Oklahoma, there's a lot of rain going on. And it's going to be going on all day, I guess, from what they tell us here. So we'll keep you posted on the weather and hope your power's on at your house.
Yeah, that quick trip at Douglas and Central, which, you know, you're used to it being lit and cars being there 24/7.
Yeah.
Every day of the year.
Yeah.
I drive up now and it's dark. There's not a light.
Could you see if anybody was in there?
There was no cars. I mean, the place looks like ghost town.
Locked it up.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was like, wow, that's not something you see every day.
Douglas and Rock.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
You said Douglas and Central, which kind of confused
me. No, Douglas and Rock. Yeah. Okay. Douglas and Rock. That thing is dark.
And it's always got someone there.
Always.
Always.
So it was. I was like, whoa. That's.
All right, today is October 24th, as we said, and it was on this date 55 years ago in 1970. President Nixon asked record companies to reduce the number of songs containing lyrics about sex and drugs. His request is still being honored today. Yeah, I don't remember that, but 1970, you said, could we have a little bit? And the music people said, nah, no.
Sex, wow.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Mr. Nixon.
Yeah, apparently not so much.
Yeah,
didn't really take hold, did it?
Nope. Just a suggestion. A South Carolina woman says she recycled the same set of Quick Pick lottery numbers for several months and was rewarded with a $140,000 Palmetto Cash 5 jackpot. The woman told South Carolina Education Lottery officials she's a frequent Palmetto Cash 5 player, and a few months ago she got a set of numbers from a Quick Pick ticket and decided to stick with them. The woman used those numbers when she bought a ticket for a September drawing. Her loyalty to the numbers paid off with a $140,000 prize. The winner said,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
She has already put her prize money to good use by buying a new car. And there, and Mega Millions, if you heard our story a while ago, up to $680 million for Mega Millions. That's $5 a ticket, though. Man, that's a lot of money. Of course, you could win a lot of money,
sure
too.
Could, yeah.
616, Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted show number 7,042. And we're just about, well, I guess we're a week away from Halloween.
Yeah, a week from tonight.
Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.